under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this Thursday, January 18th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, I will be attending, Vicky and I will be attending the Presque County Republican Party meeting tonight, 6 o'clock, Lighthouse Restaurant in Rogers City. Even if you live in Alpena County, Sheboygan County, it doesn't matter, Otsego. Otsego County there in Gaylord, Mount Morenzi, Oscoda, it doesn't matter. Come to the meeting tonight. There's going to be a lot of good information, and we're going to be discussing the plan of 2024. Why are we going to be talking about the plan of 2024? Basically, because of the civil war that's going on within the Michigan Republican Party. For all practical purposes, there is two Michigan GOPs. There's two separate groups. They think they are running the Michigan Republican Party. Well, guess what? We the people are done. I don't want to talk about it anymore, but the news, oh, they want to keep talking about it. The mainstream corporate progressive socialist communists, yeah, they want to keep talking about it. Why? Because they want division within the Republican Party. So instead of uniting, getting behind the duly elected chairwoman, Christina Caramo, they immediately began attacking her. They created what's known as a self-fulfilling prophecy. She's not going to be able to raise any money. This is the complete destruction of the Michigan Republican Party. What happened on February 18th, 2023, almost a year ago, was the downfall of the Michigan Republican Party. The losers were saying it. The pundits that think they're Republican, somewhat leaning conservative type pundits, media folks, certain radio talk show hosts. Well, I hope you're happy because you just destroyed the Republican Party. Well, by saying it over and over and over and over again, leaking internal information to Craig Mauger, the communist reporter for the Detroit News. Front page story. Financial statements. Bank statements. I've never seen this ever. since I've been involved in politics over 14 years now, going all the way back to the 2010 filing when I ran for state senate against Howard Walker. I was the Tea Party Republican. Got involved in state party politics, have never seen this kind of information disclosed in newspapers in the state of Michigan. But that's what they've done. Well, come and hear the plan tonight. Because we're done. I've got a media story I have to cover. I'm going to put it out in the next segment. You're going to see what the other faction of the Michigan Republican Party are planning and who they think should be running the Michigan GOP. It's probably going to go to court. We'll see what happens. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The Well Connect end of the year blowout sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tellini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Tonight, Thursday evening, there's going to be a candidate forum for the three candidates that are wanting to take over as chair of the anti-Caramo Michigan Republican Party. That's what MERS News Service story reports, labels it as. Anti-Caramo Michigan Republican Party. It'll take place tonight. Doesn't say where. Who cares? I'm going to be in Roger City with the good Republicans of Presque Isle County. Pete Hoekstra, Lena Epstein, and Patrick Vance are in the running ahead of this Saturday's special state committee meeting, which Christina Caramo is saying it's not a recognized state committee meeting this Saturday. The special state committee meeting was last Saturday, the 13th, in Houghton Lake. So I don't even know why you guys are wasting time. But this Saturday, 10 a.m. in Lansing. It's funny, I'm going to be in Lansing for the Stand Up Michigan Leadership Conference. Well, down the street, somewhere in Lansing, don't really care. A meeting's been called by the newly declared interim chair of the Michigan Republican Party, Melinda Pago. She's been in this position, serving in this role, since the Michigan Republican Party special state committee members voted Christina Caramo out of office at their special meeting on January 6th, which Caramo doesn't recognize that meeting or that action. Pete Hoekstra is a former congressman and U.S. ambassador to the Netherlands. Lena Epstein is a former candidate for Michigan's 11th House District. She lost badly. She was the Republican nominee for the University of Michigan Regent in 2022 and lost badly. And now she wants to lead the Republican Party. I spoke to Lena the other day. Sorry, Lena. Just not buying it. And especially not buying Pete Hoekstra. Now, a guy that I don't really know that well, I met him when he was hosting a party at the Island House on Mackinac Island. Kind of interesting. He had only U.S. Senate candidate that I saw there, Mike Rogers. Well, his name is Patrick Vance, and he's currently the chair of the Oakland County Republican Party. He took it over from Rocky Roskowski. So that's what's happening. Candidate forum for Hoekstra, Epstein, and Vance tonight. And then they're going to have some kind of special state committee meeting somewhere in Lansing, 10 o'clock on Saturday. This is all going to go to court. Somebody's going to file papers, going to pay an attorney somewhere a ton of money. They're going to file a lawsuit. They're going to put it in front of a judge. But I got a very interesting question for you guys. Knowing how liberal most judges are now in our courts, Michigan Supreme Court, completely liberal. A lot of lower jurisdictions, district, circuit court judges, liberal. How do you think a liberal judge is going to rule on kicking out Christina Caramo as the chairwoman of the Michigan Republican Party, duly elected at a state convention, when they, the liberals, perceive Christina Caramo as a godsend? That she has put the GOP in Michigan in complete total chaos. She can't raise any money. They have no money to speak of for this year's 2024 U.S. Senate winner of the August primary, because that's per their bylaws really the only responsibility they have, raise money for a statewide race. Did you know the way the hierarchy of it is structured? congressional districts are responsible for the congressional races? Congressman Jack Bergman is being primary challenged by Josh Saul. Josh Saul is also a veteran running against another veteran, Jack Bergman. That's what the first congressional district is supposed to be about, along with state reps in the first congressional district. And if they have any money left over, counties, school boards, and county commissioners, sheriffs, clerks, treasurers, things like that, if they have any money left over. Majority of the money is supposed to go to the congressman candidate that wins the August 6th primary. Then the state reps that win the primaries, or if they're unchallenged, not primary challenged, then you give it to the sitting incumbent Republican state representative. And then if there's any money left, they go to the county commissioners and on down the line. What's the function of county parties? County parties take care of local races. County commissioners, county clerks, treasurers, prosecutors, sheriffs, school boards, and then your townships, cities, and villages. That's the way it is structured. Well, claiming in this story, the Karamo faction of the Michigan Republican Party is moving full steam ahead with drafting a new party state constitution for the Michigan GOP, which would give the state party the power to intervene in county and district party issues when someone is found to have run afoul of the rules, of the state party rules. Kind of interesting. In Houghton Lake, people came there from Kalamazoo County. If you weren't there in Houghton Lake, I'm going to give you a field report. Many people from Kalamazoo County got up and gave testimony, discussion over a motion. They had a motion on the floor to recognize the duly elected Executive Committee of the Kalamazoo County Republican Party. Well, after state convention, where Christina Karamo got elected, primarily because of a lot of the Kalamazoo delegates abandoned Matt DiPerno for being chair when it came to the final vote, and they crossed over and voted for Christina Karamo. Well, this completely ticked off the Kalamazoo County chair, the establishment folks that had been running Kalamazoo County. As a result, the grassroots, we the people, the precinct delegates, just like we've done in a lot of other counties around the state of Michigan, voted the old guard out and voted new leadership in. The old guard got kicked out. Chair, vice chair, secretary, treasurer, majority of their executive committee, gone. Well, Matt DiPerno, who lives in Kalamazoo County, didn't like that. The previous chair didn't like that. So what they attempted was a coup d'etat. The previous chair notified precinct delegates and the newly elected executive committee, county chair, vice chair, secretary, and treasurer that they were no longer recognized as a precinct delegate, no longer recognized as the position they had been elected to, and you're not going to be invited to any more county conventions. They basically kicked them out of the party. Well, the newly elected Patriots went to Christina Karamo and said, look at what they've done. Here is a letter we got in the mail. Here is a printed out email we got in our email accounts. A motion was brought up in Houghton Lake. state committee members voted, and they reinstated the Patriots. Place went nuts. So what now, the executive director, James Kopis, and the Michigan Republican Party's legal counsel, general counsel, Dan Hartman, said the state party can get involved in county or district affairs when the committee in question engages in activities that countervenes conflicts or are repugnant to the state Michigan GOP constitution. If one is ultimately affirmed by the state committee and or a convention of delegates or by state bylaws. Well, guess what? We've got that situation happening right now in the first congressional district. There was supposed to have been a special meeting of the first congressional district, my birthday, last Friday, January 12th, prior to Saturday's special state committee meeting in Houghton Lake. A meeting had been called, recognized as being a valid meeting, but because of the bad weather, the snow, the things that were happening, the whiteout conditions, the people who wanted to attend that meeting on Friday night were stuck in their vehicles doing 10 miles an hour on I-75. They weren't going to make it there in person. And because they were in their vehicles, they couldn't log into a computer into a Zoom meeting. So the meeting was postponed. Well, according to Sue Aller, the district chair, the meeting was canceled. No, Sue, it wasn't canceled. It was postponed due to bad weather. So the group put together a meeting that was supposed to take place tonight, 8 o'clock, either in person or by Zoom, mostly Zoom. And guess what? Sue Aller sends out an email canceling tonight's meeting, claiming that last Friday's meeting was not postponed, it was canceled. And because it was canceled, it requires a new 10-day notice calling for a new meeting. Why? Because she's on the agenda to be removed as chair of the party based on her actions in the unrecognized meeting of January 6th in Commerce Township. This other faction of the Michigan Republican Party, Sue Aller was a ringleader in getting people's vote to remove Christina Caramo without consulting the other members of the first congressional district. I know this is a lot of inside politics, folks, but it's happening. And it's happening in our listening area of the 1st Congressional District. Because she was going to be removed tonight, she canceled the meeting. So now they've got to go through the process of giving a 10-day notice. And in 10 days, when the meeting is convened, she'll be removed then. I think others should be removed as well. But for right now, they are only looking at Sue Aller, who canceled the meeting because she knew she was going to be voted out tonight. Total civil war going on in the Republican Party. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.